It's 7:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. The Cherry Creek School District is taking new steps to regain public trust following a period of administrative upheaval. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The district announced an external audit that will focus on internal controls and fiscal responsibilities. The move comes after the sudden resignation of the superintendent and the administrative leave of his wife, the head of HR, following media reports of a toxic culture and potential conflicts of interest. Parents like Shadda Ramadan filled a school board meeting room Monday asking for a public forum.
An opportunity to ask questions and receive actual answers. We are not asking for PR scripted responses. We are asking for accountability.
The district has already frozen funds for certain travel and all new contracts. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Fresh off winning gold medals, two Olympic figure skaters with ties to the state are preparing for their next event. Danny O'Shea and Ellie Cam took first place in the team event. Sunday, they'll skate in the pairs competition. Their Colorado-based coach, Drew Meekin, says they define success by more than medals.
The phrase we love to use is skate in a way that makes you proud, that makes you proud of your training, that makes you proud of the work you've done, and makes you proud of all you've gone through to get to this moment. And if you can do that, you're going to be happy with the result no matter what.
O'Shea is a graduate of the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, where Cam is currently a student. A man set to receive a new trial for murder charges related to a deadly string of bombings cannot challenge his lesser convictions. James Genrick was convicted in 1993 for a series of pipe bombings that killed two people. The judge ordered a new trial after attorneys with the Innocence Project proved a key piece of evidence used to convict him was based on since-debunked forensic science. However, last week, a district court judge declined to take up Genrick's other convictions for use of explosives. Genrick's new trial is set for April. This is KRCC and CPR News.